Welcome to the author commentary for Star Wars From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back. Here we go behind the scenes with contributors to discuss the creative process behind their stories. I'm Elizabeth Schaefer, one of the editors who worked on this fabulous project. And just so you know, these conversations may contain story spoilers. Right now we're talking with Brittany N. Williams, author of a story called Faith in an Old Friend. Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I was so excited when you pitched a story from the point of view of the Falcon's three cybernetics. Is that a Star Wars word? Whatever.
I mean, yeah, it's like the three droid brains in the Falcon, you know, that they just casually mention.
Yeah, what drew you to writing a story from the point of view of the Millennium Falcon itself?
Right. No, I have kind of been obsessed with L3 since I heard about her, saw her, read her, everything. And I, as I'm sure many L3 fans were, heartbroken like I was at the end of Solo. I kind of followed that to its logical conclusion. Like, well, if she's in the Falcon, then that means that she's in the Falcon when Lando gets the Falcon back again at the end of Empire. So I wonder what that's going to be like. So that's, it was a little bit of a galaxy brain moment for me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ask, can I do the Falcon? Ask, can I do the Falcon?
Yeah, yeah, you mentioned, so this story depicts Lando at this pivotal moment in his life. He's about to kind of give up everything and turn his back on the Empire, even though he doesn't quite realize that yet at this point in the story. And I love that you made L3 a part of that moment. How did you handle integrating L3 into this existing structure of The Empire Strikes Back where we don't necessarily see her, but it feels so natural and organic?
Right. Well, it was really hard. Once I sat down to write the story, I realized that I gave myself a really difficult job of writing an entire short story about a group of characters who can take no real action. They're just like literally in the background. But it was just kind of watching, I watched those scenes a lot from Empire and I tried to just connect the dots, like, taking what I knew of L3 and kind of, and how she and Lando interacted in Solo and in Last Shot, and just pulling those threads forward into Empire. I want to say it was hard, but it actually, those were the easiest parts to write. Because their relationship is so, it's so clear and solid and real. That it just, it made sense to me.
It was beautiful. and so, but you kind of referenced this before your story, the other two members of the Falcon, ED4 and V5T, had only ever been kind of brief mentions in an encyclopedia being like, there's two other ones and someone will fill that in later. And here we are. Can you talk a little bit about why you chose the personalities that you did for those two droids to complement or counterpoint L3?
Right. So I chose those three personalities. One, because they have no bodies, so everything that they are has to come out within their voice. And so I really wanted to make like them distinct from L3 and from each other. I thought about what would be the funniest people for a personality like L3 to interact with. And it's like one who takes everything completely literally and another one who just speaks in like the binary equivalent of all caps and just says like the obvious all the time. And it was like, who would, spending time in a room with these three personalities would be kind of fun and hilarious, like just being a fly on the wall watching them. And that's pretty much what we are. So that's what I went for, trying to make them distinct, trying to make them entertaining and making them three voices that would really play well off of each other.
Yeah, and it's not just the personalities. You've written kind of separate, I mean, dialect isn't quite the right word, but they have very distinctive voices, the three droid brains, and also Treadwell. I love, there's a line from ED4 where she's just talking about how much she enjoys Treadwell's binary dialect. She's got a little
call. Right, his little colloquialisms.
It's so lovely. And just so a way to translate what must be an a experience that humans couldn't really understand into a way that we do.
Right.
But yeah. Can you talk a little bit about how you develop those kind of distinctive voices and speech patterns for each of them?
Yeah. So I'll start with Treadwell. So this whole, I went deep into the Wikipedia to figure out like what kind of droid Treadwell was. And he just appears in this like quick moment, like trundling around on top of the Falcon when they're still on Hoth. And so I was like, well, he probably was something that like Han picked up at like a scrapyard or at like a used droid dealer. And he had been on, like ships during the Clone Wars. So he's probably a really old model. And what would that sound like? And so I went for a very slangy kind of like the old guy who you would see at one of those car repair places where it just says like tires up top. And it's like three dudes sitting out front and it's like, come on in and we won't overcharge you, but you know, we'll just throw another used tire on there. Like it seemed like that's who Treadwell would be. With ED4 and V5T, I figured they had been within the Falcon kind of existing as this like singular unit for a long time. So what would it be like when they had somebody who had a droid brain who had a distinct personality come in and kind of be like, you can be your own individual part. You don't have to be just this like amorphous unit. We can be distinct from each other and still work as one. So just like what two directions could entities that thought they were singular but suddenly realized they were separate, what two directions could those go in? So we have the hyperliteral V5T, and we have ED4, who just, you know, loves learning new words, is more of a like childlike personality. ED4 used to be, it's the slicer droid. Yes, the slicer droid brain. So that's the one that I'm like, she's probably asking a lot of questions and wondering about things and looking things up. So how would that, like, what would the voice of a character who does that sound like? And V5T is the navigation side. So it's like, that's the one who's just like, all right, directions, we're doing math, we're crunching numbers. What do we got? So
I just love the story. I love how it just, it beautifully explores these themes of both individuality and also this community. And the very existence of the Millennium Collective is kind of, it's powerful, but it's also bittersweet. And I'm so happy that L3 has created this community. And yet it's heartbreaking that this force of nature character is, you know, trapped in some ways. And that, none of that's a question. I just wanted to talk about how great it was. But my question is, how did you decide on the name the Millennium Collective as the group?
So that was originally going to be the title, but I was like, maybe not. It just, I don't know. It came to me. I wanted it to be like just on the cusp of corny, like very earnest. If that makes sense. And it kind of cheeky in a way. I was like, well, what would L3 name like her girl band? Like, what would she name her girl band?
L3 and the Millennium Collective? Oh my God, I would buy that album instantly. Right?
So I was like, this is a winner. This is a winner right here. So yeah, I think it's a good name for the triple droid brains that run a ship like the Millennium Falcon, the Millennium Collective. It's like epic in the right way. It gives you a little like chuckle sometimes in the right way. It just suits them, I think.
Well, with my final question is, what did Treadwell ever do to you? And also why?
I'm still so hurt that I did that. But it had like one thing about the movie The Empire Strikes Back is that it's about a lot of failures but still finding hope at the end of failing. So I couldn't write a story set in The Empire Strikes Back without some kind of like failure or loss or heartbreak, but still finding a way to go on and keep fighting a lot, like alongside that sadness. So it had to happen. I hate it had to be Treadwell, because Treadwell is great. Plus, we never see Treadwell again. We never see that droid again.
Yeah, you gave him a hero's death.
I did. Poor baby. Rest in peace, Treadwell.
We loved you.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Brittany. And thanks to the folks out there for listening. You can read Faith in an Old Friend and all the other stories in From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back, available now from all your favorite booksellers in print, ebook, and audio download.